The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
To look at who the succeeders are likely to be in the election, I have Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at the School of Law and Government at DCU. And while we're going to be talking to Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD, where we have to start, I suppose, is with all of the speculation because it is rife. It has been rife for a very long time. But Roderick O'Gorman has kind of poked Simon Harris in the eye by saying it should be the 29th and that is his view and that he's going to sit down with the other two party leaders and make clear that is his and the Green Party view. That has to influence things, Gary, does it?
I would have thought so, Anton, although it was very intriguing. I saw Micheál Martin come out and say that he was playing politics. So whatever that means. But the momentum for a November election is so overwhelming now. I think it would be a surprise to everybody if it wasn't the 29th. It could be the 22nd. Still, I think the government could get the finance bill passed. I mean, this will be arcane to a lot of listeners, but they could guillotine the legislation a little bit while still having some debate. So, and Simon Harris,
in layperson terms, that means that instead of having an ongoing debate to say enough of this vote.
Yeah, exactly. And Simon Harris,
I want to look at the factors here. So here's what we are told is the way up. If you go the 29th, you prove Roderick right and you allow a junior coalition partner to be seen as
setting the agenda.
Indeed. Yeah. If you go on the 6th, you're up against the toy show and nobody wants that. And if you go on the 22nd, you won't be able to get the legislation passed. What are the merits of these arguments, Gary?
Well, the toy show is a sort of cultural institution in the Irish state, although I'm not sure how it happened. So I don't think you want to be doing that. Now, voting, if it is that day, would be all but finished. We vote here from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. But nevertheless, I think that's a bit of a long shot. The 29th does look okay, except Simon Harris might simply say, well, I'm the Taoiseach and it's my constitutional prerogative and you have a party of 12 TDs and are the junior member in a coalition of which we could well do without in the aftermath of the election. So let's say Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have enough seats to form a coalition government on their own after the election. You could see the Greens being told sayonara. So there might be a little bit of pique there amongst Mr. Harris, but, you know, he doesn't seem to me to be the type. Debate is always a sort of a bad look, but it could happen. I suspect, yeah, the 29th does look pretty good.
Is there any good political reason for going early rather than going full term, other than a growing sense of everybody's just a bit sick of it?
Yeah, I do think there is a sort of ennui about it that it's been talked about for so long. And Fine Gael will be wary when they look to their history of miscalling an election. Now, nobody ever won an election because of the date it was called. And then, but there is this kind of view then that, of course, elections have been lost because of the date they were being called. A lot of people look to 2016. Enda Kenny wanted to go in November of 15, which will be around much the same time as this particular Dáil. He was talked out of it by Joan Burton. She wanted to regroup. The polls were terrible for Labour. Nothing changed. And in fact, Fine Gael went down. This was the famous Keep the Recovery Going election, you'll remember, and listeners will remember, Anton, which spectacularly misread the public mood. And Fine Gael got a tremendous kicking. And went, I think, from 78 seats down to 50. So, you know, colossal defeat. Liam Cosgrave, years ago in the mid-70s, would call an election months in advance. John Bruton, more pertinently perhaps in 97, he went in the summer rather than in Octoberish after the so-called giveaway budget. So you can get these things right and wrong, but I do think there is the momentum now seems to be so all-encompassing. I think if the election wasn't called, it would be a surprise. And the Taoiseach can simply, and Micheál Martin, they can both simply say, look, we thought we could go the full term, but events, dear boy.
I forgot one thing to add in. Anton, the 29th of November is Black Friday. Most of us will be busy trying to get a bargain for Christmas gifts in this cost of living crisis. You can still shop online and buy.
I was about to say, you can shop online, so I'm not convinced of that argument in this particular day and age. And Black Friday, of course, has connotations of the sort of Catholic Ireland that is long gone.
Now, talk to me a little bit about the import and impact of the campaign. To what extent can polls get shifted in the relatively tight time of a well-fought campaign over a 3 to 4 week period?
I think campaigns matter much more now in Irish politics going back to 2011 than they did in the past. There was a great stability in the Irish political system based around the dominance of Fianna Fáil and they're in around 40-odd% of the vote. That all came crashing down with the economic meltdown of 2008 and what this did for Fianna Fáil in February of 2011 when they went from 42% down to a barely believable 17% and went from 78 seats, I think it was, to 20. And they were lucky to win 20 in one way. And ever since there has been this volatility. So we only have to go back to the 2020 election, Anton. Sinn Féin did poorly, as we know, in the local and European elections. Even in the by-elections of November, there was four by-elections on the same day. Sinn Féin won one with Mark Ward in Dublin Midwest. We're close in Cork North Central with Thomas Gould, who later won a seat there for the party. But there was no sense that this tsunami of people voting Sinn Féin was coming. The election was called. There was a controversy over the RIC. Charlie Flanagan won the celebration of the centenary of the RIC. There was a big backlash. Sinn Féin got a big boost. And then I think it must be said, notwithstanding her travails in the last week, of which there have been many, Mary Lou MacDonald kind of dominated that campaign, forced her way on to the RT television debate. They had planned Leo versus Micheál, which would have made no sense considering the polls were showing Sinn Féin on top, and she was having a barnstorm, well, the old type Charlie Haughey barnstorming campaign, and that mattered. So I think Sinn Féin will be hoping it matters now. Even in 2016, Micheál Martin, I think, dominated that campaign in Fianna Fáil's comeback. So the volatility is such that I think the campaigns do matter.
OK, I want to talk to you as well about, if we do go towards the end of November, what that means for government formation and whether or not we'll have peace by Christmas. Before that, though, one of the people, obviously, who is at the front line of all this and is going to directly impact is Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD. Breed, as you are strolling around Leinster House, what are you seeing in terms, or what are you hearing in terms of mood music on a date? And what is your own personal preference?
How are you, Anton? Good morning. Look, I think people are a bit fed up with all this, you know, guesswork and speculation. And it just seems to me like a silly, childish game not to stop concealing what's in your head. Because he has his mind made up. He's just not telling us. And it's like there's a smirk on his face every time he says, well, I'll decide, I'm the Taoiseach. And I just find that childish and silly at this stage, because I think the word on the street, indeed the dogs on the street, are all saying the end of November. So why not just tell people? I don't understand this game plan.
From a political point of view, and I mean that with a small p, looking at canvassing, looking at what it's going to be like to run a campaign, do you have a preference as to whether it be pre-Christmas or post?
I guess we're already out canvassing and campaigning, and we never really stopped campaigning, but we're out knocking on doors. And I guess if we got more time, we'd get everything covered. We definitely won't get everything covered now. So, yeah, I probably would prefer a bit more time. But having said that, winter is setting in. The days will get very short. People don't want you banging on their doors in the dark. So I think let's have a quick campaign. Over a month to, you know, all things considered, a month to 5 weeks would be very good. And I think that he should just say which date it is, the 22nd or the 29th of November, because it's likely to be either one of those.
Well, we'll keep an eye this week, because obviously there's due to be a party leader meeting this week, which may give us an answer to that. Breed, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD. Gary Murphy from the School of Politics and the School of Law and Government, I should say, in DCU. Gary, if we do have the election in November, what does that mean for likely government formation? Are we going to be in coalition negotiations until Patrick's Day?
We could be, Anton, but if the numbers stack up for a return of this coalition, or perhaps what Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would see as if they could get the magic number, which is now close to 90, though, so it's a lot. You could find the government done pretty quickly. It should be remembered that 2016, when we were 70 days negotiating the minority Fine Gael independent government, the confidence and supply with Fianna Fáil, that was very unusual. And the 4 months from February 20 to June of 20 in the midst of COVID was even more unusual. Government formation, let's go 2011. That took place very quickly because Fine Gael and Labour had the numbers. 89, there was when Charlie Haughey broke that famous Fianna Fáil no coalition rule. That took a little bit longer, but not huge amount. I mean, it was done and dusted within a kind of a month. So these long ones are running the last, and it goes to the volatility. Like if the largest party only has 38 seats and in a Dáil of 166, as it happened in 2020, well, then you're going by dint of numbers and by dint of this amount of small parties you probably have to talk to, you're going to be in a long negotiation period. So my view is, if the numbers stack up for a return of the coalition or the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition, it'll be done much quicker than you think.
Briefly on that, Gary, to the big sort of epochal shift that we are seeing. If you go back to Haughey, absolutely guaranteeing that there would never be coalition. We then got coalition. We then got the unthinkable of a constant confidence and supply between the Civil War parties. Then we got the more unthinkable of a coalition between the two of them. What of that general movement? If we get a return of the government with the two old Civil War parties together, at what point do they merge irreversibly?
I think both parties, because of their histories and traditions, would be reluctant to merge. It wouldn't be the first time, of course, you just had a two-party coalition. If that was to pan out, the difference might be that they would be relatively close in the seats and vote share, Anton. So I'm sceptical of these arguments that a unified big party will emerge. And the history of these things shows that the two votes don't necessarily come together. Labour and Democratic Left. Remember them, Democratic Left? So the expectation was that their numbers would increase steadily. And of course, what happened was it actually contracted when Democratic Left disbanded and went in to join the Labour Party, which in this election is fighting for its very existence. So I'm not convinced. I thought you were going to go, though, somewhere about is a Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin coalition possible? Which, again, I think this is a numbers game issue. Fine Gael Sinn Féin coalition much less likely. Micheál Martin has already ruled out Sinn Féin, but he ruled out Fine Gael in 2020 and in 2016, and look what happened.
This is once the people have spoken and a mandate is given, indeed, things change, Gary.
Indeed, and then we're in a whole different ballgame with government formation negotiations.
Gary, thank you as ever. Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at the School of Law and Government at Dublin City University.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.